Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 132. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl, and yes, Dwayne is back.
Yay, hey, welcome back, Dwayne. Hey, Brian.
I'm back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
So how you guys doing?
Remember that? You all know what that's from.
Welcome back, Cotter. Cotter.
Welcome back, Cotter, yeah.
I used to have a little Mego from that show. I don't know what happened.
Ooh, you were one of those nerds.
Yes.
Welcome back, Cotter Mego. I don't think I ever got that far down the rabbit hole on that stuff.
Well, I had aunts and uncles that would just randomly buy me.
Oh, okay.
So you ended up with some
blame it on them.
I know my uncle got me the Fonz that I still have. So I remember him getting it for me. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's probably one of the cooler ones I still have.
All
right. I always drag us off topic, don't I?
That's all right. A few minutes, Eric, we're good. Well, since Dwayne's been gone for a long time, let's start with him. What do you got?
Start with me. Let's see here. Let me find the page I need. Here we go. So I got a little bit of everything.
Say it as fast as that guy on the Micro Machines commercial used to say it.
Right, yeah. It's been since basically August since I've been on here, so a lot of stuff came in the last 2 months, 2.5 months. I received all this is the vintage collection, 3 3/4 inch scale, the Bantha with the Tusken Raider on card, Vader's TIE Advance, TIE Fighter with a Vader on the card, Luke's Landspeeder with a deluxe Luke on the card, the Cantina Adventure set, the cardboard background set with the new, four-pack? Yeah, four-pack. Yep. Walrus Man, Snaggletooth, Ponda Baba, Snaggletooth, Blue Snaggletooth, actually. Mm-hmm. Hammerhead. And, so got that one. I got the three-pack of the Stormtroopers of the Empire, the four-pack of Snowtrooper Army Builders, and then just single carded figures. I got Ben, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Star Wars version, a New Hope version, Asajj Ventress, Carson Teva, Alexander Callis, Chewbacca, a New Hope version.
Denmark.
Dengar, spell correct, I guess. Dengar, Denmark. Yeah.
There you go.
Moff Gideon in the Dark Trooper armor. The Rocket Launcher Trooper, which is just a Sand Trooper with a Rocket Launcher in it. Cobb Vanth, Ponda Baba, again in the New Hope card back. Imperial Shock Trooper, Han Solo in the New Hope card back, Episode 4. Night Sister Marin, Princess Leia Organa in the New Hope Episode 4 card back. Stormtrooper in the New Hope Episode 4 card back. And then from the Disney Droid Factory, I got a DJ R3X, which is DJ Rex, single carded. And then I got the box set, which is the Probe Mate Hyperspace Pod with an Imperial Droid. And then pending, I've got the Christmas from the Christmas Droid, Astromech Droid, coming from Brian. He's already got it for me. We just haven't delivered yet. So that's it.
Yep, that's it right here. All right, so looks like Carl got nothing.
Yeah, I had a big last couple of months, so this month was kind of dead for me.
Really, the only thing that came in this month were the ships and vehicles and creatures. Most of the action figures, which is what you're ordering, right, Carl? You're not ordering the bigger stuff.
I've ordered a few things. I got that Cantina set that you got, and I got the... which some people's already got. I know Brian got it. I still haven't had my Tusken Raider and Bantha shipped yet.
Oh, yeah.
So you should have got it from Hasbro Pulse.
I did.
For a while, yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah. It's still listed. Oh, wow. It's showing as November shipping. So, but I think my problem was I debated on it a while, and I bet they shipped in order, and they're waiting for maybe more to arrive or something.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's one of the few things I noticed today that's actually listed as sold out on their site.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, really? they're waiting for back stock, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet. All right, well, let's talk about what I got. I got Bomb Vendon. I ended up getting another one of those to, I don't know, probably open. This one's all beat up anyway. I got this from Target because they got these back in stock for some reason, and also got this, the Gamorrean Guard. I bought several of these. I opened up two of them already to put in my Boba Fett throne room.
$24.99 too, right?
Well, I had coupons and also have a Target card, so yeah, that's another 5% off. So, yeah, they're more like $17-$18, so about normal price.
Okay, well, that works out then.
Oh, I'll get that out of the way there. Let's see. Got Han Solo.
I think the sculpt's amazing on that one.
Yeah, Vintage Collection number 372. Also got Chewbacca. I don't have that in my hand. Which I think I may have actually did that one last week or last month. I got the Imperial Shock Trooper, Vintage Collection number 374. I'd still like to know what 375 is going to be. They said it was supposed to be something special. So, I don't know. I got the DJ Rex figure that Dwayne had mentioned before. This is the original, pilot for Star Tours.
Yep.
Which I was wondering if that's the one that came packed in with the reissue of the Star Speeder.
I would say yes. It might be on a different card, but because I don't remember the card.
Yeah, I don't think it came carded. Did you? You've got yours, don't you, Carl?
Mine come with I got the second release.
Oh,
I got
that's it. Right.
The first one C-3PO only had it.
Yeah, C-3PO and R2. Yep.
Yeah, the first one
had both carded and uncarded.
Right, yeah. But they were both the same figure.
Yeah.
And they were like a blue and silver, I think, which is the other DJ pilot, whatever.
Yeah. So Stephanie got this for me, HK-87 Assassin Droid from the retro line.
Yeah.
And also a retro Luke Jedi. Got these from one from Ollie's and the other one from Ross.
Is it a blue saber or a green saber?
That would be green, of course.
Is it a snap cloak or a sewn cloak?
Yeah, we're not talking about actual vintage. We're talking about retro. Otherwise, there would be a difference.
We're talking about retro? Retro. We're talking about retro? But you don't normally buy a vintage retro for yourself, right? Except for
I do.
A couple of the...
It just depends on which ones they are. I don't normally buy the ones that already had vintage figures of.
Right.
Because as you can see in the background here, I've got all the ones that, you know, weren't, except for, you know, of course, Ponda Baba's in that one, but it come with it. Let's see. What else did I get?
What else did you get?
I got the Wicket staff finally for the Ewoks line Wicket.
Well, that's good.
I wish we had one of those applause buttons we could push.
Yay! Finally, I got the Power of the Force Security Scout.
Nice.
These are tough to get.
Yeah.
And this one's complete. Nothing broken or anything like that. The Jedi Spirits 3-pack, which has, so you get the glare off of there, Obi-Wan, Yoda, and Anakin. Both Anakin, and then it has a face that you can replace and put, or maybe it's a head.
Yeah, it's a whole head.
It's a whole head, yeah, to put the old Anakin.
I'm on the fence on that one too. It's still in stock, but I haven't ordered it yet.
Yeah, I just ordered mine today, and it's already processing for shipment. Today was the first day that non-premier or whatever Pulse premium members could order.
They must have a lot left because they even have it up. They have it up for pre-order on Big Bad Toy Store as well.
For what was this again?
The 3-pack.
Jedi Spirits 3-pack.
You guys didn't get it originally?
No, Dwayne said that he ordered it today. I haven't ordered it yet.
It was locked until today on Hasbro Pulse. And I had to wait and order it with those 5 new figures that were announced for pre-order because that way my bill was over $75 and I got free shipping on everything.
Oh, okay. So this past Saturday evening, we went up to Columbus, Ohio to watch the Columbus Blue Jackets play the St. Louis Blues for Star Wars night. And I got this special puck that they had.
Wow.
That says Star Wars Night. Does it look blurry to you guys or look good? It looks blurry to me.
Focus is out of 25. It's
slightly out of focus, yeah. But I can read it.
It's got the 25 years, which is 25 years of them being in existence.
Oh, okay.
And it's got the date, November 1st, 2025. And then they gave out. Well, you didn't really give out. You had to buy a special ticket to get a jersey. So the jersey was an R2-D2 one.
Very nice.
And as you can see, the Patreon members who can see, you can see the jersey that I'm holding up. And because last year we went and got one that was a Stormtrooper.
Yeah. I will give them credit. The so far, those two jerseys that they have had as premiums are some of the nicest crossover jerseys that I've seen.
They've had several. I think this is their this was their seventh time having one. I didn't know about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Because somebody had older ones that they were wearing, like they look like X-Wing pilots. Another one looked like what was the other one? Was it Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Maybe, I can't remember.
Well, there you go. You'll have to start shopping on eBay for one.
No, I'm not going to collect them. I'm just, if I go, I'll get it. If I don't, I'm not going to get it.
If it's been seven, you can get all of them and wear one every day of the week.
Yeah. I don't like buying other people's clothes. Actually, I do like hockey. Of course, Columbus is not my favorite team, unfortunately. It's Pittsburgh.
Ew.
I've been a fan of hockey before Columbus even existed.
I like the Devils, but I just can't stand the Penguin.
Well, I've liked them ever since Mario Lemieux started.
Yeah, I can't stand that guy either.
Yeah, he's just good. And
he was a whiner. He whined about everything.
They're all whiners. What are you talking about?
I like the Edmonton Oilers with Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
That was quite a bit.
Okay. That was a good haul
for 1 month. Yours was for a couple months. Mine was for 1 month.
Now, did you get the vintage stuff online, or did you go somewhere to a show? Did you go to that Great Ohio?
No. I was in Tennessee. Okay. I got both of them off of Facebook groups. So it's pretty trustworthy people because I've known them.
Yeah. Somebody was tempting me a little bit earlier with a Jawa Sandcrawler for $185, but didn't have the elevator. Didn't have the only thing it had was, I think the ladder it had the battery cover and the door had the one hinge broke, which is normal for those. But I thought for $185, it's still.
Mine's not broken. Of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm holding out for. Is one.
I got a good deal. You know, the guy gave me a good deal because he was in the Ohio club.
Yeah,
I bought the Sandcrawler and the Tatooine skiff off of him both. So Chris, what is his last name? I'm drawing a blank. But anyway,
Chris Crothers
Olson.
Olson, okay.
Yeah, he lives up near Cleveland, I think, somewhere up in that direction. Mm. So. Now we're on to meeting news. We have our meeting coming up on November the 8th, the Flatwoods Public Library from noon to 3. Also, December parties. We got a Christmas party in the Lexington area on December the 6th at Mr. Getty's. I'm not sure if there's more than one there or not. I don't know which one it is, but if you're in that area,
it's
look up
Getty
on
Land,
Facebook.
So there might be a differentiation.
Okay, so there. Getty Land.
It's an evening party. I think it's from 7 to 9.
Yeah. And then our local party here will be the 13th at the same location that we always have our meetings. Let's see. What is the... Oh, yeah. The Northern Kentucky Toy Show on November the 15th. And in Northern Kentucky University campus in Highland Heights, Kentucky. And if I'm not mistaken, that is from 9 to 5, if I remember right.
I think so. It's a one-day only show, as of 3 days ago, they still had tables available.
Wow. Well, we're planning on actually going up there for that just to see it.
Yeah.
So, Carl, you interested in going?
Maybe.
It's not this Saturday.
Last one of the year, pretty much, for within our driving range here.
All right.
Okay.
Who wants to do announcements?
I'll take care of the Vintage Collection announcements. These are, figures that they have announced recently at both the New York Comic Con and then at a Comic Con or whatever Pop Culture Con over in
Germany, wasn't it?
Is it Germany, or I was thinking it was Great Britain somewhere.
I was thinking it was England too, but England.
No, maybe wrong. It was.
So we're getting a Darth Maul figure reissue, from what I understand.
New card though.
But it's on a Shadow Lord card back, which is the new Darth Maul animated series that'll be coming out next year. So they're kind of trying to market that a little bit by releasing a the way Darth Maul will also look in the Shadow Lord cartoon.
Yeah.
I hate to call them cartoons, but the animated series. We're also getting a reissue of Darth Vader, Emperor's Wrath.
It's getting a new card, too. A
new card back. That's the one that has the lightning, the force lightning effect, and you can kind of see through his helmet. His helmet's a little bit translucent where you can see his skull inside of it when he's getting shocked by the Emperor. New figures. We're getting a new figure. Finally, this is one that's been requested for a couple of years now, is the character, the Stranger, from The Acolyte.
And yeah.
His name, his actual, I guess, is the name, the character's name at the beginning was Chimere. Mm-hmm. Chimere. But that's when he's kind of, yeah.
Here's that Darth Vader, the one that they're reissuing. Uh-huh. For Patreon members, you can see it. I'm holding it up. It's number 115 originally.
Yeah.
So it's basically just getting a new card and the same figure, which it's an easy pass for me. I'm tired of this. I'm being very selective now because I'm tired of spending what will be now more on the figure.
Yeah.
So we got a new, brand new figure, the Stranger, a new version of Shaak Ti, the Jedi Mistress.
Has she already come out on vintage before?
I want to say she has. Wasn't she part of that Walmart exclusive? We got a couple of those female Jedi from the prequels in that exclusive. Maybe she hasn't. I don't know. We're also getting a new version of Padme Amidala. It's the version that that you see on, what is the droid factory planet?
Geonosis.
Geonosis, yeah. Except it's not it's not the arena version where she's got like part of her top ripped off and scratches and stuff. We did get a version of that issued way back when. This is just her in that completely white jumpsuit.
No, I'm not sure.
So yeah, some interesting like three new ones, and then you know they're redoing. I mean, they're doing new card backs, but they're kind of reissuing those other two just to kind of fill out that wave, I think. But yet save a little bit of money so that they can afford to create these new figures, which seems to kind of be their business model anymore. And some repacks to go along with new versions just to kind of make it affordable. Anyway, one of you guys want to cover some of the Black Series announcements?
Go ahead, Carl.
Up first is Jedi Master Dooku, and I'll have to get that one because it's Dooku. Because even though he was already passed and didn't do the voice, it does look like a young Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
And it comes with a second head, too. One with beard and one without beard. So that should be pretty cool. And they're doing a Quinlan Vos from the Clone Wars, a Seventh Sister Inquisitor, Boba Fett, which I believe is from the book of Boba Fett, and a Purge Trooper and Patrol Trooper, Darth Vader's Duel's End. I think that's from the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture. I think that's what it was from. And Phase 1 Assault Trooper and Battle Droid Officer and Ewok Valentine's Day Edition. You know how we never get any holiday figures in the vintage collection? I think the only one I can think of maybe in the last 10 years was probably the Chewbacca Life Day figure in the vintage collection.
That's just fine with me.
I kind of wish we'd get some holiday figures.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're willing to go outside of the vintage collection, we get three per year, basically, from the Droid Factory.
True, that's a good point.
You know, we're getting a Halloween, Christmas, and then
Easter.
Easter now. And if you want to consider the Pride Day droid a special edition or whatever. Special, it's not a holiday figure, but
yeah, you're right. We do get those, but I just kind of wish they'd throw us one a year in the vintage collection.
Yeah, yeah, that would be kind of cool. Okay, looks like they also announced retro collection, at least two new ones. I think there'll be some more coming. More announcements coming, because surely they're not just going to release these two figures.
Steve said
they said there'd be more.
Yeah, yeah, Steve Evans said in one of the groups this was two of the six, so they're probably going to do another six pack again.
Yeah. So CZ3, which we see, where do we see him in the Jawa Sandcrawler?
Jawa and Jawa Sandcrawler, I think both of them.
Okay, and then Garindan.
Imperial spy, or whatever you want to call him.
The guy that tells the stormtroopers where to find the droids that they're looking for.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I saw those droids over there by Chalmers Cantina.
Sold them out for just a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm. And then the R2-H25 from the Disney Droid Factory. I think we missed that last month.
Right. So, yeah.
That's out. I don't know if it's still available or not.
Candy cane droid.
Yeah.
Holiday 25. It's this one. H25.
Got a candy cane on the top of his head, and he's red and white. Looks like candy canes, which that stuff, when you do open them, if you open them, they do come apart. So you could actually put that on top of another droid, too.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? Oh, I thought those were titles. Those are okay. Got some hot toys. A 1/6 scale Han Solo from The Empire Strikes Back, and a 1/6 scale Obi-Wan Kenobi from Mustafar.
The Han Solo figure actually looks pretty cool. It's got him with his like Bespin jacket and the brown pants. Mm-hmm. But it also comes with his blue, or is it brown, Hoth coat, his over big heavy coat with the furry.
It should be brown
hood. Yeah, well, I think it's brown.
The character, like, or the actor Harrison Ford only wore a brown coat. The blue coat was on the Tauntaun, done with the maquette. So that's the only they got them mixed up somehow.
So yeah, it's more like what I would consider a deluxe Hot Toys offering, because it's got more than just the regular costume pieces. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's got some accessories like his welding goggles and like the little welding torch thing when he's working on the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
And several different hands and stuff.
They should
like
come
that
out with a Tauntaun to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Mustafar, they had previously announced a Anakin Mustafar, so that's kind of to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
SH Figure Arts has a Boba Fett 6-inch scale figure coming out. That's, of course, Japanese only. Mm-hmm. If you try to import them now, whew, you're talking probably double the price of what it normally would be.
Yeah,
if
scary
not more.
To think about
we'll see. I mean, the president just worked out a new trade agreement with Japan. So,
yeah.
If they're made in Japan, that's just China. Some of these are still being made. They're made in South Korea. They're made in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Vietnam. China, some of them.
Hong Kong.
Vietnam.
Yep.
So you just never know. But, you know, I guess it all depends. But I would think if it's a Japanese branded figure, you know, and if it's coming from Japan, that would be the tariff that would be imposed on it. Who knows?
Well, since you mentioned tariffs, let's talk about our main topic, which is the state of the hobby. Dwayne came up with this. You want to start out with your thoughts?
Sure. You know, it's kind of one of those periods of time where we've had, 9 months now of this new government situation where, you know, we've seen tariffs imposed. We've seen a little bit of how they're affecting our particular hobby. I think they're affecting them. Hasbro and some of those other manufacturers won't come right out and say it, but just the fact that we've gone from having so many items available for pre-order earlier in the year to where there's practically nothing available for pre-order right now, other than these five figures that we were just talking about. That's honestly the only thing that I have on pre-order right now. And usually I have just a whole big list of figures and vehicles and creatures, you know, just in the vintage collection line. And then, of course, that's not even talking. Of course, there's a lot more. As always, the Black Series collectors always get a whole lot more figures than we do. So I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? Have you noticed or has it kind of clicked in yet that we're seeing a slowdown in manufacturing and importing of these figures?
I mean, it's
it also can apply to Legos. It can apply to, you know, like we were talking about the Japanese imports and everything.
I mean, it's going to have an effect on me personally, just because I'm not going to buy as much. I mean, spending $20 a figure is downright ridiculous.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think they're worth the $20 too. If you look at some, I know you got the Star Wars license and stuff, but I made a post in our club group the other day about how here you have the 4-inch scale Stranger Things action figures, and they're $9.97 each. Yes, the Star Wars figures have a lot more details and probably more articulation, but do they have $10 worth more articulation? I don't think so. I just don't think. I was paying the $17.99, but but even that was pushing. I think $14.99 is what they're about worth, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. For if you're listening and you don't really know what we're talking about, just in the last month, Hasbro has kind of announced, and we've seen retailers already start to put this into effect. Their vintage collection, their standard figures went from $16.99 to $19.99. Deluxe figures, if they're offering any, are going to be $27.99 instead of $24.99. Army Builder 4-packs are going from $54.99 to $62.99, an increase of $8. And the Cantina Adventure 4-pack itself, even though it was already manufactured and already in the United States, they changed the price from $64.99 to $74.99, bumped it up $10 on the Hasbro Pulse website. And the same goes for Black Series collectors. Black Series went from $24.99 to $27.99. And I've even seen some people say that it's even going to be $29.99 possibly. So I don't know. But their 2-packs are going up from $39.99 to $46.99. You know, so an increase of anywhere from $7 to $10 on their 2-packs. So, you know, and that's kind of looking like it's going to be across the board with Target and Walmart. And, of course, Big Bad Toy Store is always at least $1 more than everybody else's retail price. Amazon, I guess, will have that same pricing scale. So, you know, we're seeing these price increases, and the only thing we can figure, you know, as collectors, because we've not seen, like Carl was saying, we haven't seen that much more added value to what we're buying, is that it has to be some sort of effect in the cost that their cost of making them and then the cost of the United States companies, these retailers, of importing them from those other countries, from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, you know, Vietnam, all of those, wherever they're manufactured. I don't think Hasbro actually has any factories they use in actual China anymore, but still, it's going to be one of those Asian countries, South Korea or Vietnam or somewhere like that, that they're buying them from.
You think they'll ever move them back to the U.S.?
No, because they would even cost even more, I think.
No, yeah.
And they've said that before, too. They said the price would be even more if they was manufactured here in the United States.
What about the possibility of them restructuring their deal with Lucasfilm Disney?
I would hope that they are looking at doing that, you know, because and what Brian's talking about is they have to pay licensing fees to Lucasfilm or Disney, whoever's actually still, you know, in charge of that particular part of the Star Wars property. And that's always been one of Hasbro's, you know, quote unquote excuses for having to charge so much for their, for Star Wars toys and action figures, is because they don't own the actual property like they do with Transformers and with G.I. Joe and stuff. So
but the thing is, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, so therefore we have to pay more for our Star Wars collectibles.
But they just re-upped their deal in April of this year. So, and it said it was an extension of multi-years. They didn't give us how many years, though. So
yeah.
It's probably going to be a while before they can do another deal and work to reduce it, right. unless Disney's willing to renegotiate with the deal in place. I don't know.
I mean, at some point, Hasbro has to look at it and go, we can't make money off of this anymore because now nobody's buying it.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to cut back. I'm not going to – I was with the vintage collection line getting one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as carded figures, and now I'm rethinking that because it's just costing too much money. Of course, if they only do 10 figures a year, well, then you don't have to worry about much about it.
Right. That may be the offset for some of us, for some collectors who have to be, you know, budget conscious, is that we may, you know, you may be getting less product and you'll still maybe spend the same amount of money, but just for fewer items.
And see, my problem is too, I collect other lines too. So I look at it and compare value to what I'm getting with the other lines as well.
Right.
What else do you collect?
Probably the biggest thing is off-branch is probably horror with the, like, a lot, I got a lot of NECA figures and stuff like that, and some McFarlane's I get. And then I'm a huge lover also of 4-inch scale. Like, I did pick up the Demogorgon from the Stranger Things because it was kind of like a monster related. If I see monsters in 4-inch scale, I will grab them. And sometimes if I see monsters, and like, I actually pre-ordered the Marvel Legends Werewolf by Night figure because he fits right in with my werewolves and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I do branch out a little more than I should. But I think that all goes back to when I was a kid. All my toys was all one universe and all played together. I'm sure you all did that somewhat too. If you had multiple lines, you would put them all together.
Yeah. Transformers, He-Man.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Even wrestlers. I had some wrestlers too.
wrestling Hulk Hogan. He-Man. Yeah. So, you know, but it kind of circling back around, one thing that we have to take into consideration too with the price that we're being charged is what kind of quality are we getting from specifically Hasbro, but maybe even, you know, other lines of collectibles like Legos or Hot Wheels, or even, you know, I don't even know, is Hot Wheels still doing Star Wars stuff? I haven't looked in the Hot Wheels aisle forever. So, in my opinion, I think the quality is honestly at an all-time high.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But for me, since I keep them carded, I could care less if it had 20 points of articulation or 3.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. And there was a post somewhere, I think it was Steve Evans posted on Instagram, would you like less articulation for a lesser price? He did like a little survey.
Yes. What was the result? Do you know?
It was like 67% yes, they would like the less articulation for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, I don't see them going back to that with the Vintage Collection line.
I don't know. I mean, if he's asking for
right. But what I'm saying is, if they go back to that for a lower price point, it will be a new line of packaging and everything, which I honestly, and this is kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but for in the future, I honestly expect to see a Mandalorian and Grogu subline of action figures that are more kid friendly, play friendly, in that range of, you know, 10 to 12 or at least less than $15 each.
You would hope so, but, you know, we didn't get one for the Rise of Skywalker either. And that was a much bigger movie at the time.
Yeah. But this is like a whole new, this is almost, this Mandalorian movie is like a relaunch of Star Wars on the big screen after several years of no movies, you know, out. and it's you know, it's a different I feel like it's just a different team there at Disney that's making the product now, the movies and the TV shows.
You know as well as I do, and we've said it on here before, it takes well over a year from concept to store shelf to get a figure out. And Steve Evans, when did he start back? A little over a year ago?
Yeah,
I think so.
So we're probably just now seeing some of the first things that he had his hands on after coming back.
Yeah.
And he, I don't know if any of you all use, our listeners, or you all use Instagram, but he is well worth following on Instagram because he does do a surveys quite often on there. And they're the ones that are part of the story. So if you don't vote right then and there, it disappears. Mm-hmm. So, but he's definitely is worth checking out to get little inside scoops and stuff. Plus he posts his pictures from his own personal collection.
Yeah. But yeah, if there's going to be a Mando line, a subline, then I would expect we'll start seeing some information on that after the first of the year. But like you said, it's probably already been in development for this last year, over the last year, because actually filming on that movie was finished a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in post-production all this time trying to finish out the special effects and everything. I guess Grogu is just that hard to insert. What can we do to make Grogu do something funny?
Rigsby will be happy with more Grogu's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's ready for that. He's already saving up, I think.
Yeah. And I would, like I said, I would expect that line. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have some super articulated vintage collection Mandalorian and Grogu movie figures, but I think that I almost would expect a subline of, you know, specific movie related merchandise, movie related figures and ships, similar to the Epic World of Heroes that we're getting now. Is that right? Epic?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of us buying toys, did you all see where Toys R Us was opening 30 stores?
I heard something about that. I didn't know where.
Well, actually, you're going to the Smokies, you said, right, Tennessee? There's going to be one at the Tanger Outlet.
Really?
Yeah. So
will it be open for this time period?
Yeah, I think some of them were starting to open as early as October 16th. So probably so.
Well, that was I can like see 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I can see them having the same exact problem that even Walmart and Target have, is they've got the shelf space for it, but they just can't get it.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
speaking of Hasbro, Walmart
just isn't manufacturing enough, or doesn't have a good enough, you know, shipping system in place to where stores can keep that stuff in stock.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Walmart, what also irks me about this price hike is, as you all both know, we've been ate up with those Hoff troopers at our Ashland Walmart. Yeah. Well, they're now $19.96. The tags have been changed. And so I think I counted 14 of them still on the shelf.
That's the issue. The availability issue is a big one. Not having stuff in the store. And I've talked to the people whenever I've gone in there, talked to some of the people that work in there, ask them, why are they not clearance? And they say, well, because they all share a SKU or something. I'm like, they all have different SKUs. Each one of them has their own.
But other stores is clearance. I've seen people post pictures of,
I just
of
think,
previous waves.
I know what the issue is. That store manager does not want to clearance hardly anything. The only time they do it is if they absolutely have to do it,
right?
Because it comes out of their profit, their bonuses.
And most of the time it's junky leftover holiday or seasonal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe some collectors out there in other markets are having better luck in that area. And of course, we're also seeing a lot more. And here's another thing, too, is... Here's the question, is if you don't want to pay the $19.99 for a regular carded figure, do you want to take a chance that it's going to show up at an Ollie's or a Ross or whatever for less than that, you know, in 6 months?
That's a gamble.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of collectors say that, though. They say that they're done. That if they don't get it on sale, they're not buying it. So
yeah. Yep.
I totally understand.
That's where, you know, we're seeing, like you said, comments and you know, people out there in different groups that we are in or follow, podcasts and stuff that I know. I I watch on YouTube is they're like, I'm cutting back. I'm not buying anything unless I find it at one of the discount stores, or unless that particular store, like Target, a couple of times a year will do the, if you buy $50 worth, you can save, what is it? Or $100 worth is 25%. I don't know what the $50 worth, but is it 10% or something like that off? You'll just find it on a deal like that. Amazon, Black Friday sales and whatnot like that. But I don't know how, I mean, if you're someone who normally gets your stuff like me, I'm pretty much where I can't get out and go on toy hunts anymore. You know, I have to order everything online, and I'm at the mercy of either Big Bad Toy Store, Entertainment Earth, Amazon, Hasbro Pulse.
Well, you're not missing much in our area. Yeah. As me and Mark was texting the other day, and we pretty much go to the grocery section now before we even go to the toys. In the old days, it was you go to the toys first, and then you go over to the groceries.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, collector interest is definitely, I'm going to see, I would say it's going to take a hit. You know, this is just too big of a jump all at once. And when you hit that magical number of $20, you know, we keep saying $19.99, but you basically, with tax here in Kentucky, it's going to be, what, $21.19 for each figure? And there have been times when we've paid that much for figures in the past where we've had to add in shipping and whatnot. But just to go into a store somewhere and pick it up for that much, it just seems...
I'm glad they're not having deluxe figures anymore, man. Deluxe figures would be $30.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the Yak Face scale said... Or was it, if there was a deluxe figure, $27.99, so $28.
Well, with tax, $30.
Yeah,
practically.
With tax, yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about this kind of thing on Rebel Force Radio, and they were talking about how some people were just saying, oh, it's because of inflation. Well, they did a research on what inflation would be from when they first started, because they were, what, $8.99? Is that right? Or $7.99 or $8.
Vintage collection.
Yeah, for vintage collection when they somewhere first started.
Around that, yeah.
And what was it, 2012 or something? Does that sound right? And it would not be this much. It would be around $15 with inflation, and now it's like $5 more on top of that. That's ridiculous.
But for some collectors, myself included, I'm just, as long as I can still afford it, and I can right now, I'm still going to just get one of everything, and I'll even buy the recarded figures just because they're on a new card back. So to me, that's a new version of that figure.
And that irks me too, that they're using the same numbers. Yeah. When it's on a new card, it needs a new number.
I paid $150 for that Darth Vader TIE Advance.
I refuse. I did not buy it. It's the same card number technically. But the card back is different, which is dumb.
Yeah.
It's the same darn figure.
I also looked at quality with it and thought, that should have electronics for that price. It does not have electronics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's...
If it had electronics, I might have actually bought it.
Yep. That was what stopped me.
Did the vintage one didn't have it either, did it?
Vintage one...
I don't think so.
I think it did.
Wait a minute. Yes, it did. Because it has a battery cover. Yeah, it did
have a battery cover and have the little red LED light on the front. Yeah. So, yeah.
It had at least that. I don't think it made noise, but I think it did have a light. I don't know.
There
it's
you
been
go.
So long
you
since I've touched it, so I don't
take know. That, you know. You get your vintage one and you scrap, you know, scrap it out and take the light and sound or whatever from it and put it in the new one. And there you go. You know, something they did on that, just not to get too far off topic, but in the promotional pictures and in the pictures on the side of the freaking box, it shows a picture of the interior of the cockpit, and it shows the console with, like, his radar. It's supposed to be a sticker, but, like, some of the buttons and knobs and the little radar where he's got the X-Wing and his sights and everything. Sucker did not come with those.
Oh, my goodness.
Did not come with that sticker. For $150.
So I assume you opened yours?
No, but everybody else has. Everybody that has verified that the stickers are not in there.
Okay.
So there is somebody that's already created one, and you can print it out on label paper, you know, mailing label paper, whatever, and use it. But you shouldn't have to.
No, I should have came with it.
Especially since it's pictured on the side of the box. Can you imagine being a little kid and expecting, oh, look, now this is cool, you know.
Yeah.
Darth Vader can target the X-Wing, and then you don't have any way to target the X-Wing when you're playing with it because, you know, you don't have your readouts and your screens. So anyway, also looking, you know, we all agree, I think we all three agree that the quality is there. And the quality of these figures, and in my opinion, I know they're just 3 3/4 inch, but you get some smaller, what they call boutique toy makers that make, you know, on a much more limited scale figures. And those are in that price range. Carl, I know you and Mark buy some of those. What are those military?
Marauders.
The Marauders, aren't they in that price range already?
You can get like a just a plain body with no accessories or anything for like $9.99 on Marauders. But if you start, when you start adding guns and stuff like that, then you got to pick out your head and stuff. I mean, a basic figure with a gun would probably cost you around $15 or $16.
Okay. And they're charging that much because they don't make that many of them. They're making them on a smaller scale, and they don't have big box retailer outlets like Walmart or Target selling their products. So, and so, you know, the price, you know, in comparison, and I should, you know, we shouldn't have to compare our Star Wars toys to boutique toy, what I'm going to call boutique toys, because they're made on a smaller scale. And but you know, there are a lot of collectors out there that are willing to pay that much money or more. I mean, you look at the guys that collect the hot toys, you know, just getting outside of just Hasbro stuff, the guys that collect hot toys and Sideshow and figure arts and all of that stuff. Those are, I mean, those are hundreds of dollars. And I don't know that we're going to see what kind of price increases they're going to see, but I'm sure they are because of the fact that all of those have to be imported as well.
The last couple of NECA figures I bought, they went up $2 each is what the price on them, for example.
And even Lego sets, I'm sure, are going up in price for Christmas time, probably.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, because I'm sure the government has imposed tariffs on, where are they from? Denmark?
Yeah, Denmark.
Denmark. Well, they have manufacturing plants here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not get those tariffs because they're actually manufactured here. There's at least two plants, and there's a third one being created, I think, near Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I just assumed they were still making all of their sets from you know, the home country and sending them out all over the world. But
no, because I've actually ordered pieces and parts off of their website over the years, and half of them, or actually more than half of them, came from the U.S., and then the specialized ones all came from Denmark.
Okay. So if we see, if collectors see a price increase in, say, for instance, those, the Legos, it may not be because of tariffs. It may actually be because of inflation. Maybe they're having to pay more for materials on their end of it, on the pre-retail side of it. So therefore, they have to you know, collect more money from retail in order to offset their cost, which is, you know, that's inflation. It's like groceries or anything, you know. If cattle farmers have to pay more for their cattle feed, then they're going to have to charge us more for their beef. So collector interest, yeah, I think it's going to take a hit. I think we're going to see fewer collectibles in general, unless it's a very, very special occasion. Another thing, it's actually going to be 2 years down the line now, but we'll start seeing, you know, more and more, you know, towards the 50th anniversary in 2027 of the original Star Wars release. And I'm sure there's going to be several anniversary related projects and products and themes, you know, going on for that whole year.
I was surprised that we didn't get The Force Awakens anything this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this was also the 20th of Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. But it was the 10th of The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
With the HasLab and all, they've made it kind of clear that there's going to be a focus on Attack of the Clones this coming year.
Yeah, seems like it, yeah.
Which is kind of surprising because 2026 isn't an anniversary, is it?
I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not an anniversary for any of them.
And that's my least favorite Star Wars movie, so it's going to be some passes for me. I'll probably be selective on what I want because I'll be like, ooh, Attack of the Clones?
Right. Like, I mean, they do have Shaak-Ti coming out, so I wonder if they'll have more Clone Trooper 4-packs coming out.
Possibility.
I don't know.
I mean, I want to play those, set. Now, whatever
those it costs. Going up by $8 each for the 4-packs, yeah. That's something that, again, with that just that basic packaging, you know, where are we? Where's the extra? Is it literally an extra $2 per figure to manufacture those figures?
Evidently. I mean, it's probably the tariffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
But I would almost guarantee that if you know, in 3 years, if these prices are still the same in 3 years and we get a different administration elected into office, we're not going to see a reduction in these prices.
This 4-pack of Snowtroopers, it says made in China. I have a question for you guys. Do you think if they do away with all the tariffs here soon, they'll lower the prices back down?
Not instantly. It will take a long while, if ever.
I don't think they will ever.
It's just like when the way gas fluctuates and stuff like that. I mean, once something goes up, it doesn't go back down hardly ever.
Gas is different. Gas, they buy the oil at wholesale, and then it takes a long time for that to become gasoline. So that's the reason that oil prices are what they are, and they raise. It's a whole different thing, trust me.
Yeah.
Than this, which the only time they get the tariff is when they ship it. You know, they could sit there and sit on it for 3 months in China, then ship it after the tariffs go away. Well, then it doesn't cost as much as it was going to. So should they lower the prices right then? They should, but they won't.
No.
Because they've got themselves into this, like Carl was mentioning it, the Walmart manager will say they're all under the same SKU. So
I said
therefore,
that.
Or you said that. So therefore, you know, if you get like, you know, you get in the current, and honestly, like I said, I don't even think it's right for them to be charging upcharging $10 on that Cantina 4-pack.
No.
Because those suckers have already been manufactured and imported.
Unless they're waiting for a second shipment to arrive, but it's showing in stock, so that's obviously not true.
Walmart is legitimately charging $19.99 for those Hoth Rebel Troopers, which have been there for what, 3 years?
Three years now.
Yes, 3 years.
That's just, you know, I mean, they're going to make a lot of profit off of that, or a lot more profit off of that. We'll put it that way. So, yeah, pricing is going to be. I mean, it's going to be what it is. I'm afraid we'll, unless they just go away from the actual vintage collection, you know.
They wouldn't break my heart if they stopped it.
Whole thing and reduce the articulation a little bit. I don't want it reduced a lot.
I mean, what would be acceptable? What would be acceptable for you to lose in articulation wise?
I think they currently, all of the new figures are coming with a swivel in the middle of the thigh, which allows for more posing of the legs. I think you could do away with that. You still need the good thing that all of them are now being manufactured is with that ball joint in the hips that allows for just so much more posability and flexibility. Mm-hmm.
I think you could do away with the rocker ankles, in my opinion.
You probably could.
That prevents them from standing a lot of times.
Right.
And there's also been some breakage people's posted about before, too, because of.
And some of them have a middle of the torso articulation, too, that you could probably do away. I think you could lose probably at least 4 or 5 points of articulation.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, yeah. Do you need the wrist to be able to swivel? Do some of the wrists swivel? Because
I think you probably do in order for them to, some of the figures, a lot of them to hold rifles or to hold, you know, you got to have mm-hmm. that elbow and wrist articulation. So, I mean, we don't want to go completely back. One of the YouTube people that I watch was mentioning that he's figured out that we are now in the fourth generation of Star Wars figures, because he says, of course, originally the original Kenner ones obviously are the first generation. Then he said, then we got Power of the Force 2, which were 5 points of articulation. Then they started getting a little bit, you know, there was one with a swivel elbow, and then there were a few going into Power of the Jedi that started having bendable knees. He said that then when you got into like the Saga collections and everything, that would be the third generation where they were, you know, more articulated, but they still only had swivel hips, and they still only had a lot of, some of them swivel shoulders instead of ball jointed shoulders, and the heads, you know, would turn, twist and turn, but they couldn't go move up and down. He said that was the third. And then now the fourth is what we're currently getting. And it's every figure basically that's being produced new. And even some of the more recent ones from the last couple of years, the upgrades that they've had are just super, what we used to call super articulated. And everybody was so excited when we got, I remember when we got a super articulated stormtrooper way back when, I forget what line it was in. I want to say it was, was it the Blue Saga card bags, maybe? So, but now, you know, every figure is expected to be like that. And that's, you know, mm-hmm. that's just where we're at.
Yeah.
So I don't know that going backwards would be a smart move. You know, if they still want to, you know.
Yeah, but if they want to cut down on costs, that's the only way they're going to be able to do it. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, I agree. Do we have anything else to say on this subject?
Just one more thing about price. I saw a few guys have posted that they would buy the figure in a paper or brown paper bag to also save save cost. So there's also those people that rip them open instantly, you know, and don't care about that.
Yeah.
Mute your cell phone and your dog. All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, you want to read us out there?
Okay. First of all, we want to thank our Patreon members. And if you would like to help us out and be one of those Patreon members, we have a Patreon site, which is www.patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. And you could help us out with hosting this podcast for as little as $1 a month. And we're also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. We also have a Facebook group there for the podcast as well. And once again, I want to thank people that's left us reviews like on iTunes and other places. And if you haven't done so yet, feel free to leave us a review. If you need to email us, like to send us some Ask Bo questions, because I know we haven't had any of those for a while, you can, or any other questions, you can send that to tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And we are on X at TSWC Podcast. And we are also on Blue Sky at TSWC Podcast. And this month's Facebook shout out goes to John Kamer.
Kamer.
Kamer. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yep.
Let's see.
John, we hope you've stayed through the end of this one.
So we had an iTunes review.
Oh, a new one?
The subject looks like it's new to me. It says October 13th.
Oh, cool.
Top Notch from Mando Michi. Really enjoy the history of the 3¾-inch lines and how the guys break down figures, playsets, vehicles, and creatures. Wish I was close to Kentucky to attend some of the meetings they mentioned. Yeah. Well, we wish you were too. And if you ever come across this area, you know, hit us up, you know, even if it's not a meeting day. I'm sure we could meet and talk about Star Wars.
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you next month.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Signing off.